All right, we have two more to go before lunch. And this is a special session for me because Western Swing has been kind of my first passion when I first joined ARSC. I've since moved on to other genres, but it's still there and still percolating in my head. So I'm glad to be presenting these two papers. Matthew Barton is our first speaker. He joined the Library of Congress in 2003 as a preservation specialist and became curator of recorded sound at the library's Packard campus for audiovisual conservation in 2008. From 1996 to 2003, he was production coordinator of the Alan Lomax Collection CD series. He has written extensively on recorded music and sound and contributed essays to the books Alan Lomax Selected Writings, 1934 to 1997, and The Ballad Collectors of North America. Currently, he is popular music judge on the ARSC Awards Committee and is also the first vice president-elect. So beginning next year, he will be your fearless leader. So Matthew Barton presenting Hollywood Two-Step, How Bob Wills and His Friends Made Westerns Swing.
Thank you, Carrie. The plural in that title is very important. It's a terrible pun, but it's very important, at least to me. Thank you all for coming. I'll just say briefly that the first version of this talk was one that I did about 2 years ago at the Packard campus. We had a Western Swing concert featuring the Quaby Sisters and the Western Flyers, and I was asked to do a little presentation on Western Swing and what it is. And I knew that Bob Wills and Spade Cooley had been in some movies, and I thought, well, if I can find one or two other clips, I'll be really good. What I didn't know was just how much Western Swing actually got into the movies because of all the artists who appeared in B-movies and B-Westerns in the 30s and 40s. So what I'm going to present is not a complete history of Western Swing, but the period, the golden era of the B-Western really coincides with the golden era of Western Swing. So a lot of things, there's more than a little that is historically relevant in these films, you know, as outlandish and anachronistic as some of them are, as you'll see. So first thing I'm going to show you is just to give you a little idea of what Western music was like before there was anything that we could call Western Swing. And this is some newsreel footage shot in a town called Raton, New Mexico in 1930. Are we rolling here? My DVD drive is waking up. Here we go. So this is pretty traditional. We're in New Mexico. We've got a fiddler and a guitarist. Raton is not that far from a town called Roy, where Bob Wills lived for a little while around this time. He was there for less than a year, but it was very important to his musical development. And the tune they're playing is Tennessee Wagoner, or just Wagoner, which any Western fiddler will know. And for the next clip, we're going to skip ahead 19 years, 1949. This is Spade Cooley and his band also doing an arrangement of Wagoner. Same arrangement they played in Mark Cantor's clip from the other night. Spade Cooley, the term Western Swing, which some people say he coined, really applies to his concept of the music. This is fully arranged, there's a definite order to the solos, the musicians have charts, it's very much based on the model of swing bands of the period. Okay, so what happened between 1930 and 1949? How did we get there? I think we can see some of that in the clips that I'm going to show you. One thing I don't have to show you, tragically, is any footage of Milton Brown. Any history of Western swing begins with Milton Brown and Bob Wills. Not long after that first clip, Milton Brown and Bob Wills met. They worked in a group together called the Light Crust Doughboys for the Light Crust Flour Company, and they, at different times, they both fell out with Pappy O'Daniel, the notorious Pappy O'Daniel, and started their own bands. Milton Brown's took off before Wills's did, and at the time of his death in a car accident in 1936, he was really poised to become a major star, and tragically, he did not. And one of the other results of his death is that we don't have him on film. And if he had lived, he would have been on film. At that time, he had signed a contract to appear in Gene Autry's next film, he and his band. So just to say a word about Autry. Autry had broken through in the movies a couple of years earlier and really revived the genre. Westerns have been popular since the dawn of film. But Autry came in, brought something new as the first singing cowboy, became enormously popular, and he was a very smart man, and he used his power. He shaped his own films, and he's the one who starts adding musical guests in addition to his own songs. So he wanted Milton Brown, couldn't get him. Instead, he got the new version of the Light Crust Doughboys, who were also quite a good group. And they appeared in a film called Oh Susanna, 1936, and we're going to see them right now. Dodson later became Gene Autry's bassist. Up for the Light Crust Doughboys. Colleague at the Packard, oops, let's just freeze on that, Patsy Montana. A colleague at the Packard campus saw those last two solos and said, cool, Western speed metal. So as I say, Gene Autry, used his power to shape his movies, and he liked to pay back old friends. Patsy Montana was one. And he also realized that it was, these livelier Western groups were a good contrast to what he did with his, slower Western ballads and kind of cowboy crooning. It doesn't take long for others to start copying this. Although Autry was at the top of the line here, and he actually had some money to make his films, even the lower budget B Westerns found that adding a Western swing artist was a good way to, give added value to the customer, and also to pad out these films. I love Westerns, but the B Westerns, most of them, they have a story that can be told in about 25 minutes, but they had to be more like 55 minutes to get distributed. So you have some romance, you have some comedy release, and you have some music, and pretty soon you're up to 55 minutes. But these songs became a casualty in the television era because a lot of them don't advance the plot, so they're the first thing to go when movies are cut for TV. So here's another from another Gene Autry feature a year or two later. This is Patsy Montana with the Texas Rangers.
Cowboy sweetheart, I want to learn to rope and to ride. I want to ride over the plains and the desert.
Smiley Burnette on the right.
The west of the great divide. I want to hear the coyotes howling while the sun sinks in the west. I want to be a cowboy sweetheart. That's the life that I love.
She wants to be a cowboy's sweetheart. She wants to go to the cold and dry. She wants to ride the plains in the desert. Out
west
of the great divide.
I want to hear the coyotes howling while the sun sinks in the west. I want to be a cowboy's sweetheart. That's the life that I love best.
Okay. Yeah, Patsy Montana. The next couple of clips are two figures who aren't talked about a whole lot in the history of Western swing, but they are significant and they made a lot of movies. We're first going to hear from Ray Whitley and the Bar X Cowboys. Ray Whitley's best known for a couple of things nowadays. He wrote Back in the Saddle Again for Gene Autry, and it was for him that Gibson designed the J200 guitar and some other guitars as well. He's really a fine performer. He's in dozens of Westerns. They started him off in a series of shorts, and later he became the sidekick to various movie cowboys like Tim Holt. This is from a 37 or 38 short. The group with him, the Phelps brothers and Ken Card, had recorded. They were all actually from North Virginia, and they had recorded as, I think, the Virginia Rounders. Yeah. But here they're very much in a Western swing mode.
Folks, there's a lot of us here that feel just like doing the ranch house romp.
See him prancing heel and toe while the ladies do-si-do. Everybody's happy now doing the ranch house romp. Go hog wild, everybody's happy now, doing the ranch house romp. There's Grandpa with his rheumatism, who always wears a cane. But when the band plays ranch house romp, he never feels the pain. Face your partner with a smile, step on down with lots of style. Everybody's happy now, doing the ranch house romp. Thank you.
Okay, and next we're going to see Texas Jim Lewis, a film from 1940, although he's in films as in westerns as early as 1937. Lewis would probably be better known today if he hadn't gotten drafted. He had signed a multi-picture contract in 1942, and the Army got him. He did survive the war and had a good career after the war, but it was mostly in local television, never quite became the national star that he might have. So this is a film from 1940, and the musicians that you see, everybody in the band other than Lewis would wind up shortly with Spade Cooley when Lewis was drafted. One thing we haven't seen anything of in these 30s clips is the lap steel guitar. Again, if Milton Brown had made it into the movies, if he'd lived, we'd have some footage of Bob Dunn, probably, but we don't. And Wills, by this time, was quite popular, but he was refusing offers from the movies because they didn't want to hire his whole band, which numbered 14 or 15 at that time. But there's an interesting oddity that was made in the Western B-Western genre at this time. They tried to make a cowboy star out of a band singer named Smith Ballou. And his movies are good, but it didn't click. One of them is called Hawaiian Buckaroo. It's the only Hawaiian-themed B-Western that I know of. It's actually a pretty enjoyable film. But I'm going to show you a cafe scene, where in the background you have the great Saul Ho'opi'i playing, along with Saul K. Bright, another great Hawaiian guitarist. And you can hear beneath the action in the background and the hula dancer in the foreground, you can hear some pretty nice music and get some idea of what Western musicians liked about the Hawaiian guitar. So here we go, Hawaiian Buckaroo.
Swell girl, huh? Thank you.
1940, Bob Wills finally started appearing in Westerns. He had to do it with a smaller group, and by the time the next picture was made in 42, he'd lost most of his band to the draft. So in these wartime Westerns, it's kind of a pickup group, but with some very good musicians and some very tasty stuff, these small, stripped-down, rough-and-ready groups. Here's one from 1942, Tootalumbo.
Fiddlin' Megan sing, chin, that fiddlin' Megan sing, chin, that fiddlin' Megan sing, sing, that tootalumbo. Rag back the other way, tootalumbo, rag back the other way, tootalumbo, rag back the other way, tootalumbo, sing that tootalumbo. Slap that bass and make it jump, slap that bass and make it jump, listen to it, thump, 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 that tootalumbo. Rag back the other way, tootalumbo, rag back the other way, tootalumbo, rag back the other way, tootalumbo, sing that tootalumbo. Listen to that hot guitar, listen to that hot guitar, listen to it set afire, neath that tootalumbo. Rag back the other way, tootalumbo, rag back the other way, tootalumbo, rag back the other way, tootalumbo, sing that tootalumbo. Listen to that sassy thing, listen to that sassy thing, listen to that fiddle sing, sing that tootalumbo. Rag back the other way, tootalumbo, rag back the other way, tootalumbo, sing that tootalumbo.
Okay, we're going to see Wills in two Westerns made right after the war, so he's gotten some of his band back, including the great vocalist Tommy Duncan.
You ought to see my blue-eyed Sally. She lives away down on Shinbone Alley. The number on the gate, the number on the door, and the next house over is the grocery store.
Stay all night, stay a little longer. Dance all night, dance a little longer. Pull off your coat, throw it in the corner. Don't see why you don't stay a little longer.
Don't know what he's plugged into. This is supposed to be 1880.
Mule in the grasshopper eating ice cream. Mule got sick and laid him on the beam.
Stay all night, stay a little longer. Dance all night, dance a little longer. Pull off your coat, throw it in the corner. Don't see why you don't stay a little longer.
Out at the bottom of the hill, the big creek's up, the big creek's level. Plow my corn with a double shovel.
Stay all night, stay a little longer. Dance all night, dance a little longer. Pull off the coat, throw it in the corner. Don't see why you don't stay a little longer.
Chuck Mackey, West Coast trad trumpeter.
Gal and pat her on the head. If you don't like biscuits, feed her cornbread. Girls on Big Creek about half grown. They jump on a man like a dog on a bone.
Stay all night, stay a little longer. Dance all night, dance a little longer. Pull off the coat, throw it in the corner. Don't see why you don't stay a little longer.
Next clip's a different feature, but the same band, so I didn't subtitle it.
There was a time when I thought of no other, and
as we had our fun, but time changes everything. When you left me, my poor heart was broken. Our romance seemed all in vain. The dark clouds are gone and there's blue skies again, 'cause time changes everything. God bless you.
God bless you.
I can't say I won't love again.
Notice that Chuck Mackey's forgotten what he played.
Now I'll go mine.
I don't know if you caught it, but the bass player gives him an elbow at one point. There weren't a lot of retakes in these movies. And that's a case where they actually managed to, you know, work the music into the plot a little bit. The next clip I'm putting in, partly by way of contrast, the Callahan brothers were out of North Carolina, and they were very much in the mold of groups from the Blue Ridge and the High Lonesome Sound and all that. But they spent some time in Texas and made it to California with a band that was mostly musicians from Texas and Oklahoma. And in this clip, you'll see that this is a Jimmy Wakely film. Wakely was a very popular singer and did cowboy movies. And what you're going to hear, again, by way of contrast, is you know, kind of this mixture of Western swing and the classic High Lonesome Sound. And it really stands out because even though, you know, the Callahans are jazzing it up themselves, they're still singing, you know, these high nasal harmonies that I think you'll recognize, and which are really a stark contrast to Western swing vocals of the time. Mr. McDonald was later with Bob Wills. He's the vocalist on Faded Love.
Hold your park, mean old dog, I'll tell you the reason why. He tore down the old rail fence, the cattle eat my ride. I went down to old Joe's house, found old Joe in bed, stuck my finger in his eye and killed old Joe dead.
Farewell, old Joe Clark, farewell, I say. Farewell, old Joe Clark, I'm going to stay.
All right, next we're going to come back to Spade Cooley in 1945. This is a film called Rockin' in the Rockies, which was a feature vehicle for the Three Stooges. You'll see them in cutaways. And by this time, Cooley has his classic band. Most of the musicians are the ones that he got from Texas Jim Lewis. They're joined by Tex Williams, later of Smoke, Smoke, Smoke That Cigarette fame. Williams is in a lot of Westerns. I didn't have time to include any clips, but he was very much on that Hollywood scene. So from 1945, here's Spade Cooley doing Miss Molly.
Spade Cooley, king of Western swing.
Thank you.
her cheeks are rosy red. Her lips are soft as satin and they taste like gingerbread.
Oh, ho, ho, me, oh, my Miss Molly, I'm in love with you. Oh, me, oh, my Miss Molly, won't you say you love me too?
I'll sell my horse and saddle, but driving I'll resign. If only Miss Molly would say that she'll be mine.
Oh, ho, ho, me, oh, my Miss Molly, I'm in love with you. Oh, me, oh, my Miss Molly, won't you say you love me too?
Two more clips. Are we okay on time? Okay, good. All right, this is from a couple of years later. It's a Johnny Mac Brown vehicle called Drifting Along. I don't know too much about this group, Kurt Barrett and the Trailsmen. Not much written about them as yet. No one's anthologized them, though I think they're pretty neat. I'm going to call what they're doing here Chamber Western Swing.
We do the whole night long is play hoedowns and sing a song. The plunk, squeak, thump, yeah, that's the band boy serenade.
Okay, whoops, I wanted to pause that. Okay, one more clip, and let's come on, let's, there. Sorry. This last clip is from an Eddie Dean vehicle. It was made for the PRC studios. If you know anything about the movie scene in Hollywood, PRC was about the lowest of the low budget outfits. And this is actually one of their last gasps, this feature. Eddie Dean made a series of Westerns for them. He doesn't get a lot of love from the Western fans. I think it's because he tended to sing these kind of semi-operatic songs in his Westerns, but he did bring in other talent, and this is an occasion where he actually sang with the group that appeared with him, and this is Andy Parker and the Trailsmen, very popular on the West Coast, never quite made it nationally, but a lot of good musicians in this group. So let's just hear it. This is called Let's Go Sparking. Eddie Dean, I think 1947.
Let's go sparking. I'll run out the rig and we'll go driving down the lane. For the moon is mellow and the wise old owl says we won't be bothered by rain. So let's go sparking. When the chores are done, old Dobbin will understand that a boy and a girl went out beneath the moon are bound to be holding hands. Now I'll borrow Pa's best suit, you wear your mother's shawl. I can almost hear the church bells ringing, maybe they will in the fall. So let's go sparking, I'm fit to be tied, and my heart's thumping with glee. 'Cause everyone knows you're my best girl, and you only go sparking with me.
Jug is actually the bassist for the group. It's Pat Smith, who is in the clip of the early clip that Mark showed the other night. Joaquin Murphy. brother of J.P. Morgan, who about this time was coming up as Hank Penny's vocalist.
Let's go sparking, I'll run out the rig and we'll go driving down the lane. For the moon is mellow and the wise old owl says we won't be bothered by rain. Oh, 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 let's go sparking when the chores are done. Old Dobbin will understand that a boy and a girl when out beneath the moon are bound to be holding hands. Now I'll borrow Pa's best suit, you wear your mother's shawl. I can almost hear the church bells ringing, maybe they will in the fall. So let's go sparking, I'm fit to be tied, and my heart's thumping with glee. Cause everyone knows you're my best girl, and you only go sparking with me.
Okay, that's all, folks. Thank you very much.